nationalize Tata to save steel jobs. Alec Thraves, Socialist Party Wales. Wales is the latest country of the UK to feel the wind of the ongoing butchering of jobs from Tata Steel UK. Tata Steel has announced 1,050 more jobs are to be lost in its UK plants, including 750 at the Port Talbot Steelworks, the largest plant in the UK. 6,300 are employed directly by Tata across Wales, but thousands more are indirectly affected as contractors, suppliers, local traders, etc. Stephen Kinnock, the local Labour MP, believes job losses are necessary to try to stop Tata closing the plant completely. "It's time for hard choices," is his rallying call, depressingly similar to his father's support for the miners in South Wales. Militant mood. However, the mood on the streets of Port Talbot was far more militant, determined and enthusiastic towards the Socialist Party's demand for nationalisation of Tata as the only guarantee of saving these well-paid jobs, and securing the future of the steel industry. "We are already on our knees in Port Talbot, and a blow like this would make us a ghost town," was the reaction of one local shopkeeper, reflecting the knock-on effect it would have. A young redundant contact from the steelworks said that he now has to travel hundreds of miles a week to his new job, because there is nothing left in this area. Those who were unsurprisingly cynical about the prospect of a Tory government or even the Welsh Labour government nationalising steel were reminded that the Heath Tory government in the 1970s was forced into nationalising Rolls-Royce to save that icon of British manufacturing industry. And more recently, the Welsh Labour government effectively nationalised Cardiff International Airport when it bought it out for £52 million in 2013. Welsh steel workers will correctly demand the same action from the Welsh government to protect the far more important steel industry and the local communities that depend on it. Port Talbot town centre, with its grim, rundown, depressing appearance, reflects the demise of mining, the contraction of steel workers' jobs from a peak of 12,500 to just a few thousand now, and a Labour-controlled council which is the most enthusiastic in Wales for cutting jobs and services. A campaign for the socialist nationalisation of steel would inspire steel workers and residents alike and offer hope to those consistently let down by right-wing local politicians and trade union leaders. Extract from a Socialist Party Wales press release, the 18th of January 16. A Facebook page calling for the nationalisation of Tata in order to stop the job losses at Port Talbot and other sites has attracted over 2,500 likes in a single day. https://www.facebook.com weblink. The page was set up by Socialist Party Wales members and calls for the socialist nationalisation of Tata, with Welsh sites being run jointly by local workers, the unions and the Assembly government. The Socialist Party has called a protest in support of nationalisation at 12 p.m. this Saturday, 23 January, on Station Road in Port Talbot. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 18th of January 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist